Welcome to Mad Men Happy Hour, the officially unofficial podcast for Mad Men on AMC. I'm Jim.
The best things in life are free. I'm Aaron.
Wow. Wow, what a crazy episode. I could not believe how fast this episode got off to its start and how much happened.
Yeah, I said I felt like I just watched 4 hours of television. You said you felt like you'd watched a whole season. Mm-hmm. A season's worth of plot lines happened. Don got fired, then he didn't. His marriage went down the shitter.
Yeah, yeah.
The company got sold, and then it didn't, and then it got sold again.
Mm-hmm.
He lost
his job and saved his job.
Bert Cooper died.
Yep.
Bert,
a man landed on the moon.
Man landed on the moon. He did a tap dance. A Broadway routine.
Sally kissed review. Some random guy who I don't even know.
Kissed some rando, yeah.
Yeah. Lots of shit happened in this episode.
I think his name was Neil Armstrong Jr.
I think so. I think that was Neil Armstrong's family having sharing the landing with Henry
yeah,
Francis.
Yeah, the Francis.
No, actually, I have no idea who those people were, but I assume we'll talk about that at some point. Where do we want to start here? So many things happened.
Do you think this, okay, let's just talk, since this is an instant cast, and this is an experiment. Mad Men, I don't know, it lends itself to the instant cast treatment.
Yeah, maybe
but
not
what
so
the
much.
Hell? There was no Game of Thrones Memorial Day. We've been drinking. Might
yeah,
well
this is just
some thoughts.
A bonus for
this
everybody.
This is bonus. A yeah. Boner cast. Did this, is this an effective mid-season finale?
Oh, boy.
If AMC hadn't pulled their tricky shit... Would all of this happen in the middle of season 7?
I would say no. I think this is an arc that was planned around the break in the season. Because you would have time to build these things that seem to come out a little too quick, maybe.
So you didn't feel like it felt... You didn't feel like it was... Do you feel like it was an effective finale, though?
In what way? In that I'm really excited to see what happens next? Next year?
Yeah,
or
that
I feel
so set
that bookended this half season? Or
right now, 10 minutes.
Set up a new season? Like, which, in what way?
10 minutes after a season, are you on pins and needles to see next year? I feel like if I'm honest, my feeling isn't, oh my God, I can't wait to see what happens next. It's almost like, what the hell did I just see?
Sure, yeah. I mean, when you end an episode like this one ended, I'm automatically thinking, what the hell did I just see?
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't... Like, a lot of the stuff that we wanted to see resolved was resolved. If you believe that this merger is actually going to happen in the way that they say it's going to happen, a lot of that shit is resolved, right? I mean, Don's going to keep his job.
But it's bullshit. They didn't say... He's keeping his job as a subsidy of McCann Erickson.
Sure.
Not exciting.
It's not Frank Sinatra's My Way, for sure. Not for
it
Don.
It is not. And I don't know why Don was so down with it.
Well, he was completely out if he didn't. And now that he's lost Megan... And, I mean, the speech that he gave to Cutler was very telling about his own problems with not having a job.
So Don is back. He's back in
for 5 years. Yeah, he's back.
What are the odds that they flash forward 5 years till the end of this thing?
Huh. That would be maybe kind of cool.
I mean, do you also? Yeah, I think it would be kind of cool too because. Okay. This is stasis.
It's status quo for 5 years. Yeah,
this
it really
is stasis.
Is.
They can't leave. They can't. I mean, they're going to be owned by this other entity, which we saw how great that was when they got bought out by the British, and they were all just a
sure.
bunch of puppet vassals.
Uh huh.
I don't know. It feels some that part of the episode feels anticlimactic. I thought there was going to be, and you know, every time I get a little too deep in my own pet theories and they don't work out, I always feel a little disappointment. My pet theory going into this was that Cutler was assuming he was always saying, I've got Ted's proxy. And we know Ted was deeply unhappy. And also, yeah, yeah. Ted should feel a certain amount of loyalty to Don for taking a bullet for him.
Uh-huh.
Especially now.
Letting him go to California.
Especially now that it turns out that destroyed, well, I mean, not Ted doesn't know this, but I mean, from his perspective, it's arguable that it destroyed Don's marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't make Ted any happier or any more fulfilled. He's coming back now, which is going to be interesting for Peggy because they set up Peggy. I thought for Don shippers, there was a lot of Peggy Don shipping in this episode. I also thought that she had the hots for the handyman.
Sure. Yeah, it seemed like that. And it's especially sad for Peggy in this episode because she's losing Julio, who is really the only good thing she's got going, aside from her career.
How did the wiener wring that much emotion out of Julio? Someone that he just introduced as an annoyance in the first episode of the season.
Yeah, it's only been a few episodes.
Mm-hmm. The man's master.
Yeah, I mean, it has a lot to do with Elizabeth Moss' performance there. I mean, she's the one wringing the emotion out of that scene.
I thought Julio was holding his own.
Well, all he had to do was hold Peggy.
He had to tear up a bit.
Did he? Oh, I didn't even see that.
Julio's done more with 45 seconds of screen time than Matt Weiner's weird kid has done
with seasons. Yeah.
Going back to my point, my pet theory.
Yeah.
If we go back five minutes, my pet theory was that Ted was going to be secretly loyal to Don and not be thrilled with all this shit that Cutler's been pulling in his name. And that he was wildly underestimating Harry's loyalty.
Okay.
And that he was counting on those votes as money in the bag. Well, if they had a full partners here, we got to do something meeting. It was all going to go against Cutler, and Cutler would be forced out.
Okay.
Well, I want to see Cutler ruined. I want to see him sleeping on the sidewalk.
It's not going to happen. He owns 20% of this company.
He doesn't own shit. He's in breach. He's in breach of the contract. He's in breach of my contract as a television viewer.
Okay, I agree with that, but unfortunately, he's not completely in the right. He sent out that whatever it was, the letter. I can't remember what it's called.
I want to see him out on the street like that weird homeless guy in the first season of House of Cards.
All right,
where like Claire kept on coming in, and he was building this fortress out of cardboard boxes, and you're like, what the hell does that even mean? And it never meant anything. That's what I want Cutler to be. An irrelevant homeless person that Don has to pass every season. Every episode is next season.
I don't think that's going to happen owning 20% of a $60 million company in the late 60s.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think he's pretty well off now.
So, and also him profiting from this didn't feel really good either.
Yeah, I mean, you can't flip-flop this too much. I mean, Don, I think you're right. Don was obviously in breach of the contract, and he was on his way out, and Roger just pulled this out of his ass and saved Don. So, I mean, saving Don was a massive feat in and of itself. Turning the tables completely on Cutler would have been insane.
Cutler didn't have the votes. He's assuming that Harry would vote to get Don out.
Harry was not a partner.
Okay.
I mean, a couple times in this episode, everybody says, fuck you, Harry. Get out of here. You're not a partner.
I didn't think, and again, this is the danger, this is the perils of the instant cast. I didn't think that Cutler had remotely the votes necessary. It was just
Bert because he was speaking for Ted,
so that's three to, was it four?
Ted owns 20%, so
it was Don,
20-20,
Don, Roger, Pete, and
that's it Bert.
So it was four to three, and it was gonna be three Bert to three died. So that's not a majority. And Harry, if they make Harry a partner,
yeah.
I think Harry votes with the old team. So I was like, again,
I don't know how.
I didn't feel the crisis here. I felt like Cutler appeared weaker throughout this episode because even Joan that backed him said, you're a fucking idiot for trying to pull this shit now. And the fact that
the way they set it up is that Bert dying was a massive problem for Don. He no longer had the votes. That's what the episode told me through and through.
Yeah, but that was assuming that again, it's because they kept on saying, well, Harry's a fore... Now that Bert's dead and Harry comes in, it's a foregone conclusion. I don't know that that's true. And I wonder if they're... You know, because this might not happen, mm-hmm. okay? We still have to see.
Yeah, it's not a done deal.
In fact,
he's got a verbal agreement from the guy from McCann. But that's
yeah,
it.
I mean, like, I don't think they're going to flash forward 5 years. I don't even think they're going to flash forward 6 months. I think we're going to get another month,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to see how this is all working out. And we know that, you know, they had this whole deal that they architected to take the company public, and Don torpedoed it when he screwed up Jaguar somehow last season. I feel like that there's still a lot of stuff to go, because Ted wasn't 100% on board.
Yeah, and he voted for it, though. They have voted.
If
McCann wants to buy them, they will sell.
Okay.
I mean, the votes are in.
Don't you think Don could do something to... Because this, I mean, there's been a little bit of Mad Men precedent here. The original Sterling coup was sold to the Brits,
mm-hmm.
and then they engineered the rebellion, aided and embedded by Lane Price, who got a prominent mention this episode. I don't know. Yeah. I don't think it's a done deal. But the thing is I don't know that I'm that interested, because I already don't kind of care. If this deal goes through, I think it's kind of lame. If it doesn't go through and it's some other elaborate thing where they start a new company, I was mildly interested in, and I thought it was going there for a little bit when Don was, I mean, think about everyone's on the airplane in Indianapolis,
okay.
which shout out to the hometown.
Yeah.
And we're still 40 some years later, 50 some years later, Indiana is still fucking dry on Sundays.
Yep.
How is this possible? It's the 21st century. Georgia, we have flying cars and hoverboards.
Don would have gone there and they would have changed the law.
For Don?
Yeah.
He didn't get it done.
Apparently not.
Those people on the airplane, think about it. It was Peggy, it was Don, it was Pete, it was Harry.
Mm-hmm.
That is the nucleus for a new company. And bring in Roger for the money. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I thought when Don said, I need to talk to you in the middle of the night, it was going to be... You pitch it so it's yours and you're not under contract and you're not a partner and you can walk out the door with it and we can start a new company. And I'm like, I don't really care, but okay, this is not a bad possibility. I don't really give a shit about SC&P under ME. Again, that's McCann Erickson.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like this did a very bad job.
So
it's a great fan service episode, and I feel like I'm maybe more critical than I'm really feeling, but it didn't set me up for next season at all.
So everything about that tells me that going into this final season, it's not going to be about SC&P. I mean, nobody cares at this point, right? I mean, we're looking for...
It's not going to be about Don.
We need to
Megan.
Wrap up Don. Yeah. We need to, in 7 episodes next year, we have to wrap up Don as a character.
What does that mean?
I don't know. And that's an interesting question, because I don't think it completely means his job. I don't think it means his love life. Don needs to come to some peace, I think.
It's definitely something
or
with
kill
his
himself.
definitely something with his children.
Uh-huh.
Did he have... Okay, let's get real about the last scene.
So, but if you think about it, like, this kind of sets that up, right? Okay, it's done now. SC&P is not a thing we have to worry about for the next 5 years. Now let's focus on Don as a character. Let's focus on Roger. Let's focus on characters, not the business part of this. I think that's an okay way to wrap it up.
Again, it doesn't leave me anything to really salivate over for next season.
Okay.
But...
I don't know. I mean, we liked the end of last season so much.
Yeah.
With Don just taking his kids to his
childhood
home.
No, it was a huge emotional payoff.
That had nothing to do with his job. I think if we leave his job here and say Don's got 5 years and then he's out and he's got a ton of money, now let's focus on the character Don. And either make him happy or just reach a climax for this character.
Yeah, I just don't know how they're going to do that.
Sure, and I don't either.
You know, it's just huge. Bert dying and the Drapers getting divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we haven't even talked about some of the little things going on, like Sally seeming like she's salivating over the hunk.
Mm-hmm.
But she makes a move on the nerd. I don't know what any of that means, other than maybe she was trying to get a loan to have a cigarette. She just wanted to smoke in peace. God damn it.
Yeah, I think some of that might have to do with who she perceives her dad as and maybe not wanting to be with a guy who's anything like him.
Well, no. Well, also, or maybe it's a subconscious desire to please him, because Dawn was very turned off about the cynicism that she was echoing from said meathead
that's very true, jock.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, if you're, yeah, I mean, I don't know, but if your first thought when man lands on the moon is $25 billion wasted, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you hard.
Yep.
And Dawn was turned off by that, so then her next romantic overture was to a guy who was extremely passionate about something.
And the stars in particular.
Yeah.
Sure.
I've worked stargazing to some good effect in my day.
Into some action?
I won't go that far, Jim, but okay. I dubbed this guy Aaron Jr.,
at
the beginning of the episode, because that's totally something I would do. It's like, you know,
sure.
Bobby's like, oh, Christ, I have to hang out with this fucking nerd.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't even got my telescope out the box, and this guy's like, you know, wanting to look at, who knows, the sun. We're going to go blind looking at the sun.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Tying up Don's arc, it doesn't feel like he's going to commit suicide.
No, it doesn't. And I don't know how they're going to do it. I just think that's what they need to focus on over the next 7 episodes leading up to the finale. Yeah. What about, I mean, we kind of already talked a little bit about Peggy. Do we want to talk any more about her in this episode?
Do you feel any romantic vibes between Peggy and Dawn when they were on the couch or were they on the bed watching moon landing? Seemed a little in time mutt to me.
No, I didn't get any of that. I did like how fixated everyone was on the moon landing, though. It felt like an event within the show. And that was really cool.
What did you think of... Okay, that's one other thing I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Did Don have a psychotic break at the end? Did he have an aneurysm? I mean, that was a real moment for him.
Yeah.
And this, I joked on Facebook, like, holy shit, they just went full David Lynch. This isn't a David Lynch show.
Mm-mm.
I mean, people aren't prone... I guess Don is prone to having visions, but it's always in context of him doing some sort of drug you know, having some kind of nightmare brought on by, but it's never been like he just has a waking open eye hallucination when he's on in his own right mind.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
I really don't know. I mean,
is that significant? Like a medical problem?
I was so shocked by what I was seeing that I couldn't process it. And I don't have any thoughts on it whatsoever right now, other than I couldn't get my eyes off of Bert's pink and blue socks the entire time he's strutting around there.
Yeah, there was something Disney-esque about that. The way it was shot and the way it was composed. Something almost like, I don't know. I expected to see like bluebirds, animated bluebirds land on his shoulder at some point.
Sure.
And the way he was like, it seemed obvious that that was something that they did ADR on. I don't know if that's even his real singing voice.
It sounded like him.
But it didn't quite jive. And just to seeing him, you know, tripping the light fantastic in his stocking feet, just something really surreal about that.
Yeah.
And then John Hamm selling this as like, you know, tears brimming in his eyes experience. Like this was a real moment he was having. I didn't know what to make of that. In real life, Mad Men terms.
Sure. It's hard to say.
I loved it.
I really enjoyed watching the scene, yes. Maybe it's something to do with realizing his own mortality. Who knows? I mean, there's... I need to see it again before I can talk about it in any meaningful way.
Tony L had an interesting point on Facebook. Said, Bert stated that Blankenship was an astronaut.
Okay.
When she died, Bert dies when he landed on the moon. Was there intentional kind of mirroring?
I don't know who Blankenship is.
She was the old-ass secretary that Don got saddled with when he couldn't quit nailing his secretaries. And she died, and Bert said when she was born... There was something like there wasn't electricity and horses drew a carriage and she died on the X floor of a skyscraper. The woman was an astronaut.
Okay. I don't know.
All right.
It's the nature of the instant cast. I have not thought a damn bit about the show.
I'm throwing things out there and seeing what sticks.
Okay.
I don't know. Like I said, that's an interesting choice to have. I feel like it has to be medically significant just because that comes out of nowhere. That's never happened before. I mean, we've had Don have a nightmare about murdering some woman and stuffing her under the bed. We've seen him have a, you know, a waking delusion about Megan being pregnant and a hippie child and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen him hallucinate his dead brother when he was, you know, got laughing gas. I can't think of any other occasion where he's just had this out of body experience.
Yeah, I mean,
in his right mind,
Ken's tap dancing was while he was on speed.
So it's like, if that turns out to be just a one off madman thing that Wiener did, how do you feel about that?
I don't know. The weird part, like you said, is that he's not on drugs at this point.
And at the end, he kind of sagged against the desk. Like,
yeah,
maybe he was lightheaded, or I mean, that's a lot to process. I mean, that just a really interesting choice if that's not something that's got a medical
yeah, it doesn't
reason
feel,
behind it.
It doesn't feel like Mad Men to do that. Sure. Okay, anything else you want to talk about? I think we're running dry here.
Okay, no, I think that's about it. Oh, what about Don having to be invited into his hotel room?
Oh,
classic
God.
Vampire behavior.
You're back on this. Sure. Well, yeah. Oh, Don's a vampire.
He was sleeping with Megan, and he's flipped on his stomach. Now that she left him, he's totally on undead mode. He's out for blood.
Yep. He's going to leech the life out of Julio before he goes to...
Meredith is not safe.
...to the city.
Do you think Don, now that he's released from his marriage vows, do you think Don will be a lean, mean plow machine next year?
He's going back to Sylvia. He's going downstairs.
Ooh.
He's going to hit up Arnold Rosen's wife.
Mm. It's going to be an interesting wrap-up cast because I really want to get to the bottom of what I think is going to happen with Don and Peggy.
Okay, we can do that. But not tonight. That's it for tonight's episode.
Yep.
Do you want to take us out at all?
If you'd like to send us some feedback, and I imagine you do.
Probably.
MadMen@baldmove.com. You can check out our live thread, which is quite lively. Andrew T. on fire tonight. At facebook.com/baldmove. You can tweet at Jim @baldmove. See you in 2 days for the full cast.
Yeah. Until then, I'm Jim.
And I'm Aaron. We'll be right back.